woke up and just felt right. Phone blown like a tailpipe. Today's schedule. Hello and welcome to the Afternoon Beat podcast. My name is Ramiz Kaiser. The topic of this podcast is fear and power. This is the first episode and today is a Sunday. Let us begin by discussing two of the unique motivations that are other than intrinsic and extrinsic. This also means that they do not bind themselves to time, money, and space. These motivations are the motivation of power and the motivation of fear. To begin with, in order to achieve that perfect balance, the motivation of fear and power can work together, especially through a leader who possesses these traits. David McClelland suggests that results can improve significantly, especially by altering the employee's motivation or the power motive. So let us briefly talk about institutional power. We discussed the institutional power and how it functions. The key to enhancing the motivation of an employee lies in a strategic and well-directed intervention by the management. The employees in the distribution, sales, production, and R&D are able to improve their performance through proper intervention by the manager. In the 1990s, it became evident that a new practice was due to take its course, as the previous methods were soon becoming outdated or were no longer leading to a desirable outcome. Power is a great motivator, especially when you want to control, influence, and direct others. A person in power may prefer to win arguments, enjoy winning most of his competitions, simultaneously making full use of the recognition and status. Similarly, fear has variations, and one of them is superstition, which is simply reverence of the supernatural. Plus, they initiate from carelessness and ignorance. Some people may have the fear of an earthquake. Importantly, your fear can add to this amalgam. Are you afraid of thunder, the lightning, the earthquake, and darkness? Furthermore, what happens when you combine danger and fear? You start to realize that there is nowhere to hide. The discussion about superstition surfaces here to highlight a type of fear. Both power and fear in general can work in collaboration to achieve various organizational goals. We can obtain the targets by increasing productivity or by managing appraisals. Some power leaders do not prefer being at the forefront of greatness. Furthermore, they keep themselves under the radar. This allows them to take measures and precautions to keep the organizational wheel rolling. Fear itself can be a powerful motivator because it has the power to paralyze. But there are certain rules to follow before applying and propagating fear. The fact that employees can experience a burnout may directly increase their absenteeism. In other words, fear has the capacity to cause a flight or worse, paralysis. If we calibrate power and fear separately, they will lose magnanimity of their impact. Power and fear have to combine together to produce an effect that can prove beneficial for the organization. When we talk about power and fear for the leaders, it is ideal to adopt a formlessness that is also present in water. This allows them a greater flexibility and makes a hypothetical chameleon. The power of an office can engineer a ruthless leader. Fear can work both ways, and it is essential to never attack a subordinate's reputation. This avoids a vengeful behavior and discomfort among the followers, and also creates a sense of trust. So in the conclusion, I would like to add that the key to an effective leadership style is a balance between being feared and loved. Research shows that neither love nor fear is the answer to a perfect management style. It is a mixture of various traits that may help supplement the manager. Especially with an effective style, some employees respect the leader who is angry and perform their best to ward off punishment and embarrassment, which can create a strained relationship with the superior, and some instances require some measures. It can critically earn the commitment and trust of employees. If we ask the employees about their preference, research claims that 45% of employees say that they put their trust in their leadership. End of podcast.